Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn an advanced stock device workflow in Ableton Live 12 for making an SBWay style vocal chop loop that's ready for DJs. We'll chop, tune, and groove a soulful DNB vocal, layer a vocoder pad for body, and export four DJ-friendly stems dry, wet, dub, and an intro slash outro with extended tails. I'll guide you through practical Ableton techniques using Sampler, Sampler, Slice to New MIDI track, the vocoder, EQ8, glue, grain delay and echo, utility, and more. What you'll build: a tempo-synced 16-bar vocal chop loop at 174 BPM in the soulful SBY style, a layered vocoder pad derived from those chops to give harmonic weight, a 4-channel stem pack, dry-chopped vocal, wet performance loop with tails, dub vocoder heavy texture, and an intro-slash-outro version designed to be low-passable with extended tails and DJ cue points, a live set with macros mapped for cutoff, vocoder wet, and a stutter control so it's performance ready. Let's get into the step-by-step walkthrough. Preparation first: set the project tempo to 174 BPM. Import a soulful vocal phrase 24-bit WAV is ideal into Live's clip view. Name the sample with any key info, if you have it, for example box F phrase M.wav. Warp the clip so it sits in time. A. Clean and warp the source. Double-click the clip. Enable warp and choose Complex Pro for the best balance when you pitch or tune. Anchor timing by placing a warp marker at the first transient or a logical zero point. Make that 1.1.1. If Live didn't detect tempo correctly, set the segment BPM to 174. Consolidate a 2-4 bar region with good material using CMD/Ctrl-J. You can export that consolidated sample if you want a fixed workstation sample to work from. B. Create the chopped loop option 1. Slice to new MIDI track preferred. Right-click your consolidated clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Start with transient slicing, or try 1/16 for grid-based chops. Aim for 8/16 musical slices across 2 bars for the SBY feel. Live will create a drum rack with Sampler devices. Switch each Sampler to Classic or Classic Plus filter for better playback control. Keep warp enabled for fidelity, and use Sampler's transpose or a pitch envelope to make the chops playable. Map pitch ranges or individual pads to macros if you want live pitch jumps. Build a MIDI pattern 2 or 4 bars using 1/16 and 1/32 rhythms, but leave space between chops so they groove with drums. Vary velocity for dynamic phrasing rather than constant stabs. Option 2. Sampler multi-sample. Drop the consolidated sample into Sampler in an instrument rack. Use the zone editor to map slices across keys for melodic chops, and add a filter, pitch envelope, and subtle glide for legato movement. C. Tune and musicalize. Use Live scale device or your ear to put chops into the loop key. If you know the key, transpose individual slices by semitone so they sit on the progression. Create 2-3 melodic variations by duplicating the MIDI clip and changing pitch and velocity to make 4-bar and 8-bar phrases. Your main deliverable is a 16-bar loop with an 8-bar variation for DJs. D. Groove and timing. Open the groove pool and try subtle swing 8% to 18% depending on feel, or copy a groove from a drum loop that matches your DNB beat. Humanize timing by nudging selected slices by small amounts, +/10 ms, while keeping downbeats tight. E. Processing chainstock devices on the vocal chop group, EQ8, high pass at 6120 Hz to remove rumble. Do narrow cuts where frequencies clash with bass. Saturator. Add 2-4 dB soft drive for presence. Glue compressor. Gentle glue. 2:1 ratio. Slow attack around 1030 ms to retain transients. Utility. Reduce headroom by -2 dB and add a width macro so you can control stereo spread. Create send buses. Send A, echo, tempo sync to 1/4 or 1/8 dotted for slapbacks. Send B, reverb plate style with pre-delay 3060 ms, decay 1.0-2.5s. Optional send C, grain delay for glitchy tails and texture. F, vocoder layering. We're going to make a vocoder pad from the chops to thicken the loop without masking clarity. 1. Modulator. Duplicate the vocal chop group and call it Vox Modulator. Route its output into the vocoder as the modulator. In Live, you'll use the vocoder sidechain or route the audio into the vocoder's input. 2. Carrier. Create a new MIDI track with Waveatable or Operator. Program a simple saw pad. Warm saws with 2-4 unison voices. Attack 40-80 ms. Release 200-600 ms. And a low pass around 1.22 kHz. Make sure the carrier is harmonically matched to the chops. 3. Vocoder settings. Insert vocoder on the carrier track. Set carrier to external and select the vocal chop track as the modulator via sidechain. Start with 20-40 bands. More bands make the vocal more intelligible. Fewer give a thicker texture. Set attack 820 ms and release 50-150 ms. Use small formant shifts if needed. Start dry slash wet around 40-60% and plan to automate wet for DJ moments. 4. Shaping intelligibility. Pre-DQ the modulator, boost presence around 15 kHz and cut sub 200 hz before it hits the vocoder. Compress the modulator with a short attack to even feed levels. On the carrier, low pass above 5-8 kHz and boost 300-800 hz for warmth. If intelligibility is weak, raise the modulator level, add bands, or compress a bit harder. 5. Blending. Group the dry chops and the vocoder path together for parallel mixing. Use a chain selector or macro to crossfade between dry and vocoded signals so you preserve articulation. While adding modi, keep the vocoder slightly lower in level, around -3 dB under the dry vocal, and carve space with EQ8 dip 12 kHz where the main vocal sits and boost 200-800 hz for warmth. J. Performance and DJ-friendly structure. Phrase lengths. Build a 16-bar primary loop with 4-bar subphrases. Provide variants, an 8-bar draw pretty loop, a 16-bar performance loop, and an 8-bar breakdown whose chops are filtered and use long tails. Intro slash outro loops. Duplicate the main loop and remove transient heavy slices. Automate an auto-filter low pass to create a filterable intro slash outro. Add grain delay plus long reverb on the outro, and use automation to freeze or extend tails so DJs can ride them out. Stems and naming. Export 16-bar WAV stems at 24-bit. Name them with BPM and key example. Vox Chop Spy Style 174 BPM M Dry 16-bar.wav. Export dry, wet, vocoder dub, and intro outro with long tails. Live performance inside live. Set loop braces to the 16-bar regions, and set launch quantes to 1 bar for clean triggering. Create clip follow actions if you want automated variations. Map 3 macros, filter cutoff auto filter on intro slash outro, vocoder wet dry slash wet ratio, and stutter beat repeat or a stutter chain. H. Final glue and bounce. Group your vocal elements, add a soft clip via saturator to tame peaks, and use glue with a slow attack to glue slices gently. Final EQ. Narrow dip between 200-300 hz if clashing with bass, and boost 3-6 kHz for presence. Bounce stems at 24-bit WAV and include half to 1 second of silence at head and tail, for easy beat matching. Common mistakes to avoid: overdriving the vocoder without pre-EQ. This smears intelligibility. Always pre-EQ and compress the modulator. Using too many vocoder bands without adjusting gain. More bands can reduce perceived energy watch levels and wet-slash-dry balance. Slicing too finely, like constant 1/64, that creates mechanical, lifeless chops. Keep rhythmic musical spacing. Ignoring headroom. Export stems that clip. Leave around -6 dB headroom. Forgetting DJ tails. If you only export abrupt dry loops, DJs can't mix them cleanly. Always include a version with extended tempo sync tails. Not labeling BPM slash key in file names. DJs need that info fast. Pro tips: create 2 tempo sync delay sends, a short 1/16 slapback and a long dotted 1/4 for ambience. Keep them separate so DJs can mute one or the other. Use samplers global pitch envelope for subtle glide between chops for a soulful SBY touch. For live control, map a macro to vocoder wet and another to a multi-band chain selector for band count. This lets you morph intelligibility during builds. Confirm key by running the consolidated sample through tuner or convert melody to new MIDI track for a quick pitch map before locking your carrier synth. Export one version with mono-summed low band so DJs can drop your loop under a heavy bass line without phase issues. Use clip gain envelopes to shape per slice levels instead of relying only on compression. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes goal. Make a 16-bar SBY vocal chop loop at 174 BPM with a vocoder pad and export dry 16-bar.wav and dub. Vocoder 16-bar.wav. Steps. 1. Import a 4-bar phrase. Warp to 174. Consolidate to 2 4-bars. 10 minutes 2. Slice to new MIDI track using transient and make a 2-bar MIDI pattern with dynamic 1/16 rhythm. 10 minutes 3. Tune 3 slices to match key. 5 minutes 4. Duplicate the vocal track. Make a carrier synth in wavedable or operator. Insert vocoder and route the vocal as modulator. Set bands to 30, Attack 10 ms, release 100 ms, 10 minutes 5. Set dry slash wet so the original vocal remains clear, and export to 16 bar stems, 5-10 minutes. Success criteria: the dry stem keeps rhythmic clarity and groove. The dub vocoder stem adds body without masking the dry vocal. Exports include BPM and key in the file name. Recap: you now have a complete Ableton Live 12 workflow to create SPY-style vocal chop loops that DJs can drop into sets without extra editing. Warp and consolidate your sample, slice and tune musical chops, add a vocoder pad using a proper modulator and carrier setup, shape intelligibility with pre-EQ and band count, and export well-labeled stems with tempo sync tails. Map macros for cutoff, vocoder wet and stutter so your loop becomes a live performance tool. Final practical notes: when you need long reverb or grain tails in stems, resample the performance into an audio track. The resampled file will include exact timing of sends and automation. If your vocoder chain is CPU heavy, freeze and flatten to audio and keep a dry duplicate for on-the-fly automation. Use tiny sample start nudges or simpler crossfades to remove clicks after aggressive slicing. And always include a README or cue suggestions when you deliver stems. DJs appreciate fast, clear metadata. That's it. Load your template, set your returns, map your macros, and get chopping 174 BPM, soulful, DJ ready.